But let's get this rolling. My name's Anthony Nicoshea. This is Outfield Talk. Saw you sipping a White Claw there. Basic white girl. As always, joined by my lovely co-host, Mackenzie Miller. Drinking White Claw today during this quarantine hour. That is the corona. What is that?
It's the new flavor. So that one's lemon.
So the basic white girl pack.
No, it's brand new. It's like watermelon, tangerine, lemon,
mango. Is that what you should drink it right now? Is lemon?
Lemon, yes.
I can make my own White Claw without that toxic taste. It's just lemon water. Yeah, without the bubbles.
Yeah.
You don't need the bubbles to have a good time.
Whatever.
Well, I don't know about you, but fucking coronavirus is kicking my ass.
Like the virus or the quarantine?
Both. This headache won't go away. Oh my god. I think I'm dying. I probably have it. No, I don't. It's probably just from the 7-day bender that I've been on, you know. What else are you gonna do? It's like I'm back in North Dakota. You either stay inside, go outside and freeze, or sit inside and drink all day, so.
How long has it been since you went to work? A week?
I believe so. I believe I'm on day 6 or day 7. Like I said, I've been on a bender every night.
For me, on Friday, like, so it's Wednesday right now. Friday will be 2 weeks of me being quarantined. Like, I haven't done anything.
Did you get a cute little email saying that you're a non-essential employee?
Well, my school district got closed before all of this.
Ugh, that was the heartbreaker for me. Receiving an email saying, hey, we're shutting down, but only the essential employees are staying. You're considered non-essential. So kick rocks.
Well, the schools got shut down before all the stores.
Well, yeah, because kids don't know how to wash their hands. Pick their noses, for Christ's sakes, and probably eat it. I know I used to when I was a kid.
I think it's just because there's so many of them in one place.
And they don't wash their hands.
Okay. They're not in elementary school.
They're little demonic carriers is what they are.
Asymptomatic.
How have you been spending it?
Well, I had a big test that I finished that I told you about. More like a paper.
Yeah, you're going to be a teacher. You're a little smarty.
Yeah, so that I did spent the first week doing that. And then now I've been watching a lot of movies. I'm doing like all Boston movies. So last night I watched Good Will Hunting. Tonight I'm going to watch The Town. Like, I'm just going to go through all these Boston movies.
Why Boston movies in particular?
Well, I don't know if you heard, but our Lord and Savior Tom Brady just left Boston.
Yes.
So, just in solidarity.
He did it in typical Northeast fashion, though. He retired to Florida, like all the other snowbirds up here do.
And on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, if you're going to watch Boston movies,
That's just what I've been doing after this test, watching movies. I started a book today.
Ooh, what book? Nicholas Sparks? Probably.
No, it's not Nicholas Sparks. It is right here. Bones of Paris. It's like a murder mystery.
Do tell.
I just started it. It's like set in the 20s. Some American girl, 22-year-old American, goes missing in Paris, and then this private investigator has to find her.
It sounds very Liam Neeson-ish.
Yeah, I found it in my garage, so I bought it. But I just never read it.
I just bought it for the cover. The cover looks so cool. It caught my attention.
It does.
Oh, fuck. So, okay, first off, if you're going to be watching Boston movies, you have to put The Departed on your list.
Oh, that's definitely on the list. I mean, I've already seen it, but yeah, I'm just watching it.
Okay, well, yeah, that's one of my top five movies of all time, because, you know, Leo.
That's a good one. That's a good Boston one.
Big Leo guy. Plus, it's Ben Affleck, too. And Marky Mark. Jack Nicholson.
Matt Damon. All those guys.
No, it's not Ben Affleck then. It is Matt Damon.
Yeah, no, it's not Ben Affleck. It's Marky Mark, John Voight, Jack Nicholson. Yeah, all of them, though.
Well, meanwhile, I've been over here going stir crazy. pretty much just cracked a couple drinks open starting at like 4 o'clock because you don't want to be like too much of an alcoholic, but like, I'm not over here cracking them open like as soon as I wake up, you know. I gotta eat first. Watching movies. I mean, me and Holly and Gabe been just watching movies, watching the news. I can't watch the news anymore because it's same shit.
On a loop.
Same shit, different day. Coronavirus. 200 people have been infected today. Here's how you can stop it.
We're going to make it through. And then can you just even imagine how it's going to be when we get out of this?
I'm going to fucking rage. I mean, I've been raging for the past 7 days, but I'm going to fucking rage.
Well, it's just going to be like, oh my God, there's going to be sports on TV again. We can go to concerts again.
I need to go bar crawling.
You didn't even go bar crawling before.
I know. That's how much of a historic achievement this will be. I'll be like, oh my God, after being cooped up inside for x however many days that this is going to turn out to be, I need to make it up by spending a shit ton of money and going bar crawling, because I know it's going to be a rager.
I'll come visit. We can go, since I'll be on a Boston kick, we can go to Boston.
You know, do Boston bar crawls. I'm down, as long as you it would be fun. But, you know, you never want to come out here, so...
Okay, but I'm on the pandemic, so I can't come right now.
No, well, now it's the pandemic's fault.
And when you came to San Diego, you had no money, so we couldn't even go on, like... We couldn't even do all the fun stuff. We didn't even go to any breweries.
Whoa, we still made it to the bars.
One night?
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then I fucked it all up.
It's fine.
I wanted my chew, man. That was back when I was chewing tobacco.
Okay, but what do we think about Tom Brady?
Fuck him.
I think so too. Like, I love the guy, but I can't believe it. It really sounds like it was his choice to leave. Like, the Patriots would have kept him if he wanted to.
Yeah, but he wants to be in charge of... Well, I guess that wasn't true. Like, all he wanted was, like... I don't know. The story's been really confusing.
I think he just wants to prove that he can win without Belichick. Like, I think he was never coming back to the
team. Yeah, but to go to Tampa Bay? Like...
What about his other options? Chargers? Doesn't really sound like Chargers made a strong offer.
Yeah, and then that offense wouldn't have helped him out either. So, I mean, I guess Tampa Bay has the weapons to that he can work with Mike Evans and...
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean...
And he's in the NFC, which is a weak-ass conference.
Yeah, but he's also playing with Drew Brees in that conference.
Oh, in that division? Yeah, that's true, but... Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't too shocked that he left, but I was kind of shocked that it was Tampa Bay. Like, I was thinking Tennessee or LA, and then I saw Tennessee beat Tannehill all that money. So I was kind of shocked.
And then the Chargers put all their chips in for Tyrod Taylor, right?
They already had him.
Yeah.
He's already
back up. Yeah, but he's a starter now since Phillip's gone. I was surprised on that one too, but.
I like Philip.
I don't know why you'd spend, I don't know, when it comes to me, if you spend that long with a team, you might as well finish out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why leave? Like, Brett Favre retired a Packer and then took a year off, and that's a, you know what? Fuck it. I'll come back. So I could see that. Like, if Tom Brady were to do that, but, like, as you're still in your playing career, just to be like,
yeah,
I'm out. Like,
especially when it's not like we were pushing him out. Like, if he wanted to stay, it was his, it's his team. It's not like we had some, like, Mahomes on the bench who's ready to take over. Like,
yeah, but all the stories about, like, him and Belichick and...
I don't believe those stories. I feel like they just needed to make up something to try to make sense of it.
I don't know. You've got two alphas there on the same team. Someone's going to...
But it's worked for 20 years. I think it could have worked for two more years.
Yeah, true.
It's worked, like, extremely well for 20 years.
Maybe if we would have brought Antonio Brown back.
I'm kind of butthurt, but I'm still going with the Patriots. I'm not going to follow Brady. I'm still going to be a Patriot fan. Because I was getting texts all everywhere. People were like, so are you a Bucks fan now? I was like, no. I'm still going to be a Patriot fan, and I'll just root for Brady.
I don't know who we're going to bring in as a QB.
Right now, it's looking like Brian Hoyer.
But from?
He was our backup, and then we let him go, and then I think he was with the Colts, and then we got him again. Like,
you don't think we're going to draft anybody? We're not going to go for Sunshine out of Clemson?
That'll be next year.
I mean...
not in the spring draft. So maybe.
Well, they're talking about canceling the...
Tank for him.
Maybe. I just read an article that they're thinking about canceling the college football season for next year because of all this.
What? They're already talking that far in advance?
Mm-hmm. If it were to go that far. If shit doesn't get under control by then, they're considering canceling it this early. Which is like, I don't know how you could do it this early in the year. You don't know what we're going to come up with or what medicines will be found.
Why go on? Like, we are taking good steps right now. Like, good. Like, let's make these drastic measures, but like eventually life has to continue. We either need to like find a way to live with the virus, get a vaccine, like life has to move on.
Trump's already said that he wants to open everything back up by Easter.
Okay, that's a little too early. I think we should like April. I think we should still keep these measures in place, but like by the summer, there's no way this could be feasible.
I don't know. You Californians like to get out of your houses a lot.
Yeah. I mean, when it's 75, it's a lot different than when it's freaking 30 outside.
I saw Monterey close their beaches.
Oh, yeah. All the beaches are closed. San Diego beaches are closed. There's cops and stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I'm okay with it because, like, it's stupid if, like, half the country's doing a lockdown and half the country's not. Like, we either all are going to do it or not, because then it's not worth it if, like, I'm staying in, but for what if not everybody else is going to do it?
You also have a pool and a nice-ass view at your house, so...
But I'm saying for the greater good. It doesn't make sense if all these businesses are going to shut down, lose all this money, only for these dumbass like spring breakers and stuff to not be taking it seriously.
Yeah, the amount of people that were in Florida right now is kind of ridiculous. And then once the media blows it all up, the minute someone who was down in Florida for spring break got coronavirus, it was, oh, all these millennials need to stay inside and blah, blah, blah. We need to enforce stronger measures.
Well, I mean, I agree with it, and if they need to do that to scare them a little.
Well, the only thing that's going to scare them is if younger people start dying from this.
Which is sad, because I don't want that to happen. Like, they should be scared enough. I mean, the numbers are high. Like, the numbers are scary. just take it seriously. Like, be an adult for a little bit of time. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, just stay in your house and get shit-faced for 7 days. I mean, work wonders for me. Look at me. I'm not sick. I gotta restring the banjo tomorrow to start learning that again because my strings are all messed up from the winter. I've read 2 books, about to finish my third. And, you know, me and my mom have been playing Jeopardy on the PlayStation, so.
There you go, keeping your mind sharp.
Finish 1,000-piece puzzle piece.
Whoa.
I didn't help at all with it. I was busy playing MLB.
I'm not a big puzzle girl. I don't really like puzzles.
They aggravate the fuck out of me.
I'm just kind of boring. I'd rather play a game.
I went to the grocery store today.
Oh my god, you broke quarantine.
I had to, dude. I'm out of snacks.
Oh, then I it's true. Damn, how could you survive without a snack?
If I'm going to be in quarantine, I'm not making myself just breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I need snacks throughout the day.
I feel you. I eat so many snacks.
Especially with all the drinking I've been doing. Like, I need my drunk munchies. I need my regular munchies. So yeah, I broke quarantine today. And literally, I want to say that I was one of the 3 people in the whole store that didn't have a mask or gloves on. And everyone else was covered up. And I was like, God, really?
Pandemic.
Yeah, but like, I'm seeing little kids and stuff with face masks and gloves, and I'm just like, why? Like,
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
And then the grocery store that I go to, they have like glass shields up at the registers now. Oh. Yeah. And then the lady, she didn't hand me my receipt. She just slammed it on the table and made me pick it up. I went to go help bag because she was the only one there at the register. Her bagger went off to go do something. I don't know. And then, like, she wouldn't touch anything I was touching. So I was just like, okay, I get that. But, like, you might as well just let me bag it and you print my receipt, whatever. But yeah, how many people are just out and about with face masks and gloves? And like, as long as you take care of yourself, like, you're good. But as we said last episode, like, you can't go out in public anymore and like have the sniffles or do a little cough. Cause like, I have allergies right now. The snow is melting. And I think that's where my headache's coming from right now.
Me.
So I had a little bit of like runny nose in the grocery stores. So I was like trying to keep a straight face and not like go like snort it up. So I was like, oh, just like dying. Cause I knew the minute that I did that, I was going to judge completely. And then I don't know if they have the, I don't know if you've been out and about to the grocery stores. Have you seen the new tape squares?
No, I've been like legit. I have not. I went to Dunkin' Donuts and I went in the drive-thru and I did grocery pickup at Walmart, but they like brought it to my car. And then I did go to a brewery to get beer, but I was the only person in there. But no, I haven't been to any grocery store. They've been completely quarantined.
So the one that I went to, they make it so you can't even put your groceries like behind the next person. You know how you put the little bar down? Because that's what I went to do. And then the cashier's like, you can't do that. I'm like, what? And she's like, the tape. And I looked down. I was like, ah, shit. So I had to go stand behind the tape, wait for this guy to get cashed out, and then finally dump my basket onto the counter. No one touches nobody.
Well, let's talk about something else besides Corona. What else should we talk about?
There's nothing else to talk about. This is going to kill us all. We're all going to die.
I know. It's driving me insane.
Can you believe the injuries that are happening right now in baseball without spring training and everything going on?
No, I haven't heard of any injuries.
Really?
I mean, I saw Chris Sale's.
Yeah, Chris Sale's getting Tommy John.
Well, he probably already had that injury, and now he's just deciding I might as well get the surgery right now.
I don't think so.
How else? Okay, what other injury?
What other injury? I don't know. That was the main one I wanted to talk about.
I mean, maybe he aggravated it, like in just what, playing catch or something.
Probably.
That sucks, but I mean, if I was him, I would get the surgery right now, especially if the season isn't even going to happen. You might as well.
You don't say that. The season is going to happen. It's just going to have an asterisk.
I know. Well, did you see that Scott Boras proposed still having 162 games, and then it would be like you would have a World Series game?
Yeah, in December.
I love that. But like,
where? No. Because
in the West Coast, you'd have to, like, because you can't play a December baseball game in, like, Chicago or Cincinnati.
I mean, you could.
The chances of it getting rained out or snowed out would be way too high. You'd have to, like.
Well, I know Minnesota would be able to pull it off because they just play the game at U.S. Bank in the Dome, like I did in college.
Target Field is a.
Target Field's Dome now?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I didn't know that. No, it's not. It's open. Target Field's open. No, Target Field's an open field.
Okay. Then, yeah, they could play it at the Vikings.
Yeah, like I did in college. That's just a really short porch in right field. I think it's shorter than Yankee Stadium.
But yeah, you couldn't play it at Yankee Stadium if the Yankees made it. They get ranked out or snowed out.
Yeah, in December. Fuck. I mean, that's probably where it's going to be played anyways, so.
It would be cool, though, if they to still do 162, but, yeah, like, just set the World Series, like, no matter what, the World Series is going to be played, like, in Arizona or at Dodger Stadium or something.
It had to be neutral ground for all seven games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, but either you'd have to build a venue that's big enough or find one that's already.
No, like that's what I'm saying. They should just determine it right now. Like, we're going to play the World Series at the Diamondbacks Stadium. If the Diamondbacks happen to make it to the World Series, then that's fine. The same thing is like if the team that's hosting the Super Bowl happens to make it, then it's fine. It's already predetermined. Like, the Super Bowl is going to be in Tampa Bay. So if Tampa Bay makes it to the Super Bowl.
Which they will now that they have the GOAT.
I don't know. I'm just trying to get as much sports still. I don't want any of these shortened seasons.
Low key, I might cop myself a Brady Tampa Bay jersey because they're pretty dope.
The creamsicle, like the orange, like throwback, is pretty nice. But I can't see it. I can't look at anything. Other than the Patriots. What am I going to do with my Brady jersey now? Burn it?
Burn it?
I wouldn't burn it.
I can't burn mine. Mine are too expensive.
Mine too. I'm not burning mine.
My salute to service one? Fuck.
I do like those salute to service ones.
Yeah. I still got my Edelman jerseys.
I have my Edelman jersey, too, so I guess and I have Gronk, which I can still wear Gronk, even though, because he's just retired. At least he's not on another team.
Yeah, until he comes out of retirement to play for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and Julian Gill get traded. I'm just ready for sports. Oh, you know what I did watch, though, the other day was the Game 7 of the Yankees, Diamondbacks.
Yeah, we don't talk about that on the show.
Shits and gigs.
Nah, we don't talk about that on the show.
Do you know who pitched for the Diamondbacks?
Game seven, it was, I think Schilling started game seven.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
And I mean, I may have known it, but I fully forgot about it until I turned it on YouTube. And I was like, I kind of forgot Schilling was in all the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, him and Randy Johnson were dominant together.
Yeah, that was, I completely forgot. That was cool. That was such a good series, good game.
Yeah, but let's not talk about that one. That one's that one stings a little bit. I remember watching that one as a kid, though.
Have you been watching any old games? Get your fix?
Honestly, no. I've just been playing MLB. I've just been playing with, like, friends online from high school and college and catching up. Like, what else are we going to do? I saw the... Actually... I did tune into MLB when they were airing the World Baseball Classic games.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah, because the game against... Yeah, the final game against Puerto Rico. I had to watch a little bit of that one because that one was fun. I remember where I was. I was at the good old American Legion baseball bar in North Dakota hanging out with... You know, everybody and the managers and stuff all at one table. Bar wasn't busy because it was the middle of the week. Just watching the game, hanging out. Free drinks.
And I went to one game that year because you know how they were playing in different stadiums. They played in San Diego. I watched U.S. versus the Dominican Republic. That was cool. And
I never knew that. You never told me that.
Yeah, it was fun. The U.S. lost the game, but it was like, I think it either went to extra innings or like, it was a very close game. And then, like, I don't remember if it was the same night or it may have been like the night after. I went to Red Robin and Brandon Crawford was there with his like two daughters.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
And I wanted to go up against him so bad. I was like, let's go. And then, we decided not to. We just left him alone. But I was like, oh, I should have got a picture. Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, so you've been to a world. I've been to a World Baseball Classic game too. I went to the very first World Baseball Classic in San Diego. Ooh. With like the USA team that literally shouldn't have lost any game whatsoever. Because that lineup was stupid stacked. And then it was USA versus Korea at Petco Park. This is back when we had season tickets. I don't know if that was part of the deal or what. Yeah, I think my parents just paid outright for the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
The whole family went. And then it's just I really like the World Baseball Classic because you get to see like all the different cultures come together, like how they act at baseball games. Like Korea and Japan and even the Latin countries with all the noisemakers and stuff. It's such a different atmosphere to be a part of. You probably noticed it too. I mean, you went to a Dominican Republic game, probably Vuvuzelas and all that.
They play like instruments and shit.
Yeah, like it makes it so much more fun. And then you go to a regular baseball game during the year and it's just like, I'm just...
Hot dog.
Yeah, hanging out. Everyone's just like hanging out, having a drink and talking, and then like, oh, I heard the crack of the bat, like, oh. But when you're in that World Baseball Classic thing, like everybody's tuned in, everybody's hyped up, there's no time to relax during those situations.
Another fun. I'm kind of disappointed that I knew it was gonna happen, but that the Olympics got canceled, because I love the Olympics.
You just wanted to watch softball again.
Yeah, softball and baseball and swimming and gymnastics, soccer. Oh, freaking Miss Rona, man. Miss Rona is just ruining me.
There you go, talking about Rona again. I thought we weren't talking about Rona no more.
She canceled the Olympics. Like, come on. Ruining lives.
You know what else ruins lives?
What?
alcoholism. And that's what everybody's going to have when they come out of this situation.
Yeah, and we can blame Miss Rona for giving us...
No one's going to remember what time they have to go back to work when they do have to go to work. Everyone's going to show up like 2 hours late, bloodshot eyes. Why are you late?
Everybody will be ready to go back to work.
Oh, I know I am.
Me too.
I've been texting my boss and I'm just like, I have to get out of the house. Let me come help.
Yeah.
You're not going to get paid? All right. Well, I guess another movie at the house doesn't sound too bad. At least you're not teaching yet. Like, fuck. I have friends that are teachers that are losing their minds right now.
Wait, what? I am teaching.
No, but you don't have, like, your own classroom yet.
But I have 2 periods that I have to plan online and stuff for.
So are you teaching through, like, virtual classes right now? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're on spring break right now. Like, it's regardless of Corona. This is their spring break for them. But when we come back, it's going to be all online. Have to plan online lessons.
Oh shit, so you're doing... Okay, never mind. You are in the same situation then. I didn't know you're doing virtual classes. My bad.
Yeah, my teacher, she's like, doesn't she... Obviously, or like my master teacher, she doesn't know what we're going to do yet. So, because we were supposed to do Romeo and Juliet. Probably don't know how we're going to teach Romeo and Juliet through online. So we might just have them like write a bunch of stuff.
Just take a camera, point it to a TV screen, and just play the Leonardo DiCaprio version of Romeo and Juliet on a live stream.
Hey, just YouTube Romeo and Juliet. It'll be fine.
That's the cool version anyways that gets people's attention, especially your students. Your students would love that with all like the modern day gang stuff.
There's some nudity in that one.
No, there's not. In the DiCaprio one? You're like crazy. There is no boobs.
I'll watch it and make sure. I'll make sure.
I watched that one in high school with Mr. Ramirez.
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. I think she might still be in jail.
No, she never went to jail. She just had to be a sex offender.
Well, just put her on the spot, why don't you? Put her on blast.
You're the one who said she's in jail. She just can't be a teacher anymore. Find a new career, girl.
Sad day. She's a great teacher. Taught me a lot.
Sure she did.
No, I wish. I didn't meet the qualifications.
You didn't look like Jacob. You're not too close.
No. No, I didn't.
You're too dark.
I was one of the favorites, but I wasn't one of the favorites.
You weren't the favorite? You're too dark. Okay, well, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, you got anything for me? If not, I got one for you.
Okay, then what?
Since you brought it up, let's go our top World Series that we've watched in our lifetime.
We already did this.
Did we do that?
We did this over the summer.
It's been so long. This Rona has got my mind, man. It's got it warped.
Rona doing her thing.
Rona's seducing me, making me do things that I guess I've already done.
It's okay. This is just a filler episode for all our fans out there. Like, we're going to bring you back good content.
There's nothing to report.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we could do? We could review like a Netflix show or a movie or something. We should both watch it and then review it.
Tiger King.
Have you watched it yet?
No, but I've heard it's really good.
Okay, I haven't watched it yet either. So, is it a movie or a show?
It's a series. There's 7 episodes of it.
Okay, we can both watch that and then come back and review it.
I was gonna watch it today, and my mom's like, "This looks stupid." Because I told her, I was like, it's people that, you know, have those fake-ass, you know, fake-ass zoos, like gator wrestling and stuff. but yeah. It's tigers and there's a murder mystery involved. She's like, oh, that sounds pretty good. Play the trailer. And she's like, it's a series. Like, yeah. Fuck that. That's stupid.
I've heard good things. Everybody says. I haven't heard anything like.
I haven't yet either. And I think that's because this guy is just crazy. Like, just looking at him, I already know that I'm going to be like, this guy's going to be fun to watch.
I don't even know. Is it a documentary or is it like a fake series?
It's like a documentary.
Okay. I like those type of shows.
Yeah. There's that. What else have I watched? I learned all the secrets of the Playboy Mansion today, which was nice. There actually wasn't that many secrets. Literally, the whole episode was just like Hugh talking about all the poon that he's slain and which areas of the house that he's done it. And all the other celebrities have done it. Like, it was part of a series called The President's Secret Book. And that whole episode had nothing to do with, like, any presidents whatsoever.
Weird.
Yeah. There's that. What other series could we do? I mean, fuck. I guess I'll just, you know what, for the next...
What about Love is Blind?
Oh, no. Like, I've heard good things about it, but you know me. I'm not into that dating show stuff. I mean, the girl that I'm talking to got into that, and I was just like, that's not me. Can't do it.
Seems funny.
Yeah, but like the whole... I don't know. I can't really argue because the podcast that I listen to, they have nothing but nice things to say about it, about how batshit crazy the people are on there. And that's kind of why I want to get into Tiger King too, because they've been doing the same thing.
It seems ridiculous.
Just talk about all the ridiculous shit that they do on there. Well, I'm down. Let's do that. Because I honestly have no idea what we're going to be doing for the next X amount of days, months. This is a sports podcast, and there's no sports report unless we start, you know, doing what the Sports Center on Snapchat's been doing, just been talking about trick shots this whole pandemic.
Or we could just, like, watch it. We could rewatch it. An old series and then talk about that.
Maybe that's... I like that idea better.
We could do something like that.
We'll discuss this off of the... off the brainwaves.
Off the record?
Off the record. Alright.
Wait, cheers me one last time.
I'll cheers you one last time. Cheers to a 7-day bender, and cheers to the coronavirus, and cheers to everyone out there staying healthy. This is Outfield Talk with Anthony and Nico and Mac Miller. Have a good night, ladies and gents.